We had to leave our house when the hurricane started coming our way. I'm glad we had a way to get out.
You had an escape plan to get away from danger, but do you have an escape plan for temptation? Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Do you know what it means to be tempted? That's when you think about doing something wrong. Now, it's not a sin to be tempted, but if you give in and do the thing you're tempted to do, well, then that is wrong. Just remember something. God wants to help you with temptation. Check out what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. God will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, He will show you a way out. And now for our story. It's entitled Escape Plan. Sarah, Lynn, you need to start packing, Mom said. The hurricane has turned and is heading this way. They're evacuating the barrier islands. Sarah quickly jumped into action and started packing, but Lynn began to cry. I'm scared. It's going to be okay, Lynn, said Mom. We'll be gone before the storm hits. We'll follow the escape plan and head north to Grandma and Grandpa's house. Once the car was packed and the house was boarded up, they got on the road. The traffic leaving the islands was already backed up for miles. It was going to take a while to reach the mainland, and from there it would take another 4 hours to get to Grandma and Grandpa's house. Good thing Lynn and Sarah packed a lot of toys. When they finally arrived, the girls gave each of their grandparents a big hug and then ran into the backyard to play. It felt good to be out of the car and running around again. The next day, when Grandpa was watching the news, Sarah and Lynn saw the damage the storm was doing as it ripped through the islands. Then it showed footage of people being rescued from rooftops. I thought everyone had to leave the islands, Sarah said. They were supposed to, but some chose to stay, said Grandpa. Lynn frowned. Why didn't they escape when they had the chance? Some probably chose not to heed the warnings. Others probably didn't have a way to leave. Grandpa turned off the TV. Did you know there's one situation where we always have the option to escape? The Bible says that whenever we're tempted to sin, God provides a way out. He gives us an escape plan out of temptation? Asked Sarah. Grandpa nodded. We have a choice to make whenever we're tempted to do something that's wrong. Do we choose God's escape plan and use the power He gives us to say no to sin? Or do we choose to give in to temptation and then face the consequences of our bad choices? Well, I sure am glad Mom and Dad got us safely off the island before the hurricane hit, Sarah said. Me too, said Lynn. And next time I'm tempted to do something wrong, I want to follow God's escape plan. So what about you? Have you ever been tempted to do something that you knew was wrong? God always provides a way of escape for us when we're tempted to sin. If you know Jesus as your Savior, He's given you the power to resist temptation and say no to sin. Trust Him to show you a way out, then be willing to follow His plan. Our key verse is found in the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 13.
God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, He will show you a way out.
And our key thought for Sunday, choose to escape temptation. You know what? I love to hear from listeners just like you. So if you ever have a question about God or the Bible or anything else, you can send it to me. I'll do my best to answer right away. Plus, every time a new issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional comes out, we include some of those questions we receive from kids like you. Who knows? Your question might be in the next issue. So send them my way. Just go to keysforkids.org/heyzach. I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids.